Simon & Schuster Audio presents Janis, Her Life and Music by Holly George Warren. Read by Nina Arianda.
For Robert Burke Warren, my soulmate, and Jack Warren, my inspiration. Introduction. Don't compromise yourself. It's all you've got. Janis Joplin. It's a steamy September night in Nashville, and Ruby Boots is tearing it up on stage at the Basement East, thrashing her electric guitar and belting Janis Joplin's Piece of My Heart. The 2018 edition of the Six-Day Americana Fest, an annual music conference and festival, is honoring albums from 1968, and Big Brother and the Holding Company's breakthrough Cheap Thrills has made the cut. Boots, born Bex Chilcott in Perth, Australia, fell in love with Janis's music as a kid growing up on the other side of the world. The irresistible, aching soul in Janis's voice, undiminished by time, distance, and even mortality. As when Janis herself unleashed this tune 50 years ago, the crowd, wired into its raw but fearless humanity, pushes towards the stage. At the Americana Honors and Music Awards show held at the Ryman Auditorium, former home of the Grand Ole Opry, numerous Janis acolytes take the stage. Singer, songwriter, activist Roseanne Cash, a Janis fan since her teens, wins the Free Speech and Music Award. Alberta, Canada native Katie Lang, who went public as a lesbian in the 1980s, gets the Trailblazer Award. Formidable singers Brandi Carlile, Margot Price, and Courtney Marie Andrews, all nominees for various honors, signal Janis's influence in their blazing performances. Prior to Janis Joplin's all-too-brief time in the spotlight, these artists would have been hard-pressed to find a female role model to compare with the beatnik from Port Arthur, Texas. The mix of confident musicianship, brash sexuality, and natural exuberance locked together to produce America's first female rock star changed everything. As such, Janis still holds sway over multiple generations, artists of countless genres across the gender spectrum. And although her bookishness, sharp intellect, and deep desire for home with the requisite white picket fence were not at the forefront of the identity she crafted for her fans, those parts of her also informed her every move. The same could be said of her pioneering instincts. While Janis's era is largely considered a time of release from the strictures of the 1950s, rock was, in fact, almost exclusive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?